The Alaska Miners Association will protest a proposed Bureau of Land Management plan for the Eastern Interior. The recently released plan, covering 6.5 million acres, includes environmental protections that would ban new mining on more than a million federal acres, including two areas in the mineral-rich 40-mile region. AMA Executive Director Deantha Crockett says multiple use should be more prioritized in the plan.
This isn't just wildlife. This isn't just a recreational area. There's very promising mineral potential in the area that needs to be considered and not just deemed an exclusive use that would conflict with any other use there.
The AMA was one of numerous stakeholders that provided input during the BLM plan's 8-year development, and the resulting proposal also includes a recommendation that 1.7 million acres be opened to new mining claims, much of it in the 40-mile district. That hinges on approval by the U.S. Interior Secretary, and Crockett says she's suspect.
BLM has made commentary that they tried to strike a balance between conservation and mineral development, but when you get into the specifics of what land was quote-unquote opened for development, it's not actually open. It was recommended for development and has been on the desk of the Secretary of Interior for over 5 years now.
Crockett says the AMA does not have a great deal of faith that new lands will be open to mining. She adds that a 30-day protest period for the BLM's Eastern Interior Management Plan is happening while miners are in the field, some out of reach of easy communication. Senator Lisa Murkowski wrote the BLM last week, urging the agency to extend the protest period to 120 days in total and establish a supplemental protest period during October.